This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Trump Organization calls it a scorched earth attempt to harm the former president. It's talking about a two-year investigation by New York prosecutors into business practices at Donald Trump's company. Early this morning, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg surrendered to authorities in Manhattan, walking into the courthouse with his lawyer. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn with what we know.
Donald Trump's company and his longtime finance chief have been indicted following a two-year investigation by prosecutors in New York City. The indictments were expected. There was a meeting last week between prosecutors and Trump Organization lawyers. But now, insiders say the company's chief financial officer, 73-year-old Alan Weisselberg, will be presented in court. The charges are expected to allege tax evasion, including unreported company benefits provided to top executives, like cars, apartments, and school tuition.
President Biden's visiting Florida this morning, where he will meet with first responders, search and rescue teams, and families of the victims of the condo building collapse. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG-TV that among the latest victims to be found, two young children.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
18 people are known dead now, 145 missing. The number of Americans applying for unemployment fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic struck last year. More evidence that the job market and the broader economy are rebounding. Police in Houston are searching for a gunman who killed three people, including a young girl. Another child was wounded. This is AP News. Bill Cosby tweets that he's always said he was innocent. Now he's out of prison. Sex assault victims' advocates are furious.
Bill Cosby is home near Philadelphia. His sexual assault conviction was overturned. When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be out?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.